His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This broadcast comes to you each week over the station at this time. I'm in a series of messages sharing my life story with you, which began in Nazi Germany in 1936. Normally, I just share the first 16 years of my life in churches and in schools. But on my way to church a few weeks ago, Jesus said to me, "Tell the rest of the story." So that's what I'm doing. Now let us pray. Father, we pray now for the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the sharing time together. In Jesus' name, amen. In 1955, I came to the United States when I was 19 years of age. I worked in several places, in factories, in laboratories, and offices. When the Lord called me to go to seminary to pursue my theological education. And after that was completed, I pastored my first church in Canada, my second church in Montana, and my third church in Lincoln, Nebraska. While I was in Lincoln, Nebraska, the Lord told me that He wanted me to come together with Him, that He could do some spiritual surgery on my heart. He revealed to me that there were many things within me that He wanted to take out of me, things that made me unfit to be led by the Holy Spirit. Because, you see, the Holy Spirit wants to lead all of us. This is why Jesus said in John chapter 10, "My sheep hear My voice, and they follow Me." This is why Paul says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Most all the programs in our churches come out of the mind or the heart of man. But God, my friend, has a plan. He has a divine plan for every time two or three of God's people get together. And for us to get this divine plan, we're going to have to learn to hear the voice of Jesus. In fact, God has a divine plan for every day of our lives. And for us not to miss anything or anybody, we need to learn to hear the voice of Jesus. "My sheep hear My voice, and they follow Me." So we cannot follow unless we hear. As we have physical ears, so we have spiritual ears. As we have a physical body, so there is a spiritual body. While I was pastoring in Nebraska, the Lord brought me in contact with a precious man of God who was walking with God and living by the voice of Jesus. And I said to myself, if one man can live by the voice of Jesus, then all men could if they are willing to pay the price. I already discovered many years before that I had within me what the Apostle Paul calls the carnal nature, and that I needed deliverance from this carnal nature. Although I got to understand that doctrinally or theologically many years before, now was the time for the Lord to work in my heart to cleanse me from this carnal nature. So what prevented me from hearing and heeding the voice of Jesus were the fruits of carnality, or carnality itself. I was a critical person. I was an analytical person. I was a judgmental person. The Holy Spirit showed me, as long as I had criticism towards any one person, I could not walk with God, and my spiritual hearing was greatly impaired. I was just like most church people when I heard a speaker, a pastor, an evangelist, or at a conference or a church meeting. I would get in my car, and behind the windshield of that automobile, I would kind of take that preacher apart. I would bring out the good things, and I would bring out the bad things about him, his weaknesses, and I did this with other people also. And the Lord convicted me that this was violating the law of love. He was convicting me and showing me that I had made myself a judge over my brothers and sisters, and that this critical, analytical, fault-finding spirit had to be crucified out of me. So the Lord told me that He wanted me to meet with Him, and I was to enter His seminary. You see, there's man's seminary where I went, and there we learn theology, church history, we learn how to preach, how to pastor, New Testament, Greek, psychology, and so forth. But there's also a seminary that Jesus wants us to enter into, and in that seminary, the Lord, the work of the Lord, is with the heart and not with the head. Now, I'm not trying to bring down seminaries and Bible colleges, but I'm talking about our need for Jesus to operate on our hearts, to make our hearts like unto His own heart. And so the Lord told me that He wanted me to spend time with Him 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, And so I did this for some time. After about 3,000 hours alone with Jesus, one morning while I was praying at 8 o'clock, it was a Monday morning, Jesus spake to me and he said, "Start packing. You're going to leave next Tuesday afternoon." I had a wife and four children. We lived in a very, very lovely parsonage in an upper income area. And immediately I went to the U-Haul truck place and I reserved a rental truck. And of course, the gentleman of this place, the manager of this place, wanted to know where the truck was going. I could not tell this man where this truck would be going next week when I would pick it up. We packed 3 days from morning till night, and we didn't know where we were going. All we knew is that Jesus said that next week on Tuesday, we were to leave our city and our pastorate in that city. Well, Wednesday night, while we were in prayer, I had a phone call. On the phone, there was a servant of God who I met in a meeting in Indianapolis who showed me how to live by the voice of Jesus. He was 750 miles away. I seldom talked to him. And he called me and he said, "Brother Schulze, I was just in the garage of my son-in-law, and all of a sudden Jesus spake to me, and he told me to call you and to say to you, 'Go thou to Kokomo, Indiana. The Lord will be with you there.'" I said, "Brother, did you know that I've been packing for 3 days and I didn't know where the Lord would have me go?" Then he shared with me that there were six people, that is two men and four women, six adults and about three children, that had been meeting in the Kokomo, Indiana area for about 2 years on a weekly basis, praying that God would help them to find a servant of Jesus who could teach them how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine how thrilled my wife and I were that Jesus had spoken and that he now had revealed the place of our next ministry? As soon as our brother in the Lord from Indiana hung up the phone, we got a map of the state of Indiana and we tried to find the place called Kokomo. We got in contact with this little fellowship of six adults and made arrangements to be on our journey on Tuesday next week. We had no money to make that move. I just happened to be that after the prayer meeting, there was a board meeting in our home. And one of the board members said, "Since the Lord is sending Pastor Schulze away, I won't we give him 2 extra weeks of salary to help him make this move." And I found out that that paid the money to rent a truck to get us to the state of Indiana. Now, I never shouted in my life. I'm not a shouter. Very few Germans are shouters. They normally are quiet people, inclined towards the rational and the cautious. But I have to tell you that when I crossed the state line from Iowa to Illinois, you see, we had to go through Iowa and Illinois to go to Indiana. When I crossed that state line, as I sat behind the wheel of this big moving truck, a shout came out of me, and another shout came out of me, and it seemed like I was translated into a new world. At that moment, I remembered that when I preached a senior sermon at seminary, that the professor told me, he said, "Reimer, you're going to preach to thousands someday." And as it came to my mind, the first time ever since I left seminary, I shouted more and more and more in the cab of that truck. It just came out of me. And then I laughed and laughed and laughed. Here I'm 41 years of age in the prime of my life, and I started with a fairly good-sized church. The next church was half of that church. The next was half of that church, the next half of that church, and now he's sending me to six people at 41 years of age, and the professor said, "Reimer, you're going to preach to thousands someday." As I was shouting, I found an anointing coming upon my life that I never had before. And when I arrived at the home of these dear ones in Indiana, I had only $15 left, and I said to them, "Where am I going to stay with my wife and four children?" And the man said, "Just move in with us." Well, the us already had another family living in their home already. So we were family number three in that house, adding six more people to the household. Furniture was moved about, space was made. We all crammed in that little house, and yet it seemed such a large house with lots of space left. This is the way Jesus is. And that's where the church started 24 years ago. We came there by the voice of Jesus, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And when we had a meeting the first night, and we had a meeting the second night, and we had a meeting the third night, we had a meeting in that home, a meeting with Jesus every single day, as long as we were there for over 3 months. On about the third day of our stay there, one of the two men said, "Pastor Schulze, are we supposed to pay your salary?" And I said, that's very thoughtful of you to consider that. So this brother said, what we want to do, Pastor Schulze, we will not say we're going to tithe and then that will be your salary. We know that's not what Jesus wants. Jesus wants more than that. He said, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit, we're going to listen to the voice of Jesus to tell us how much you're supposed to be paid. We want everything that is to be done here in this church to be done at the leadership of the Lord. So they made a list of 6 salary figures, and this brother said, what did you get paid in the last pastorate? And I gave him that number, and that was a full-time pastorate. And then he said, we will not even consider any less salary than you received at your last pastorate. So they put down the last salary on a sheet of paper, and then they added 5 more salaries, and each one was $25 a week higher than the previous one. So the bottom salary on that sheet of paper was my last salary, and the highest was one that was $150 more than that a week. Then they jumbled the figures up, and then they called a man of God in northern Indiana who was a printer. And they asked him, is the Holy Spirit witnessing to you on any number between 1 and 6? They didn't tell him what this was all about. They said, do you have a witness on a number between 1 and 6? And when his printer had prayed, he said, Jesus touches my heart on number 6. And then they called a pastor in another city and said, is the Holy Spirit touching you on any number between 1 and 6? It has to do with our pastor. And the man said, Jesus tells me it's number 6. He said, I can tell it in my heart. Oh, my friend, these 2 men of our church were happy. They were shouting. The Lord had witnessed to 2 men of God on the same number, and the Holy Spirit himself was now deciding what my salary was to be. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the salaries of pastors, instead of coming out of deliberations, out of the board meeting, board members looking at the budget and looking at it from this angle, that angle, and they would simply ask Jesus to tell them what the pastor's salary was to be. Now, next week, I'll tell you what that number 6 was, and I'll go on to tell you the rest of the story. Once again, my scripture for today is God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I'm Pastor Schulze with a Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. Goodbye now until next week.